2030年前后
，around 2030，
全球将进入剧烈的动荡期。
The world is about to enter a period of intense turmoil.
整个世界格局会发生颠覆性的变动。
The entire global landscape will undergo a revolutionary change.
在此之前
，before that，
那些没有做好准备的人
，those who are not prepared，
将会被时代的浪潮撞击和惩罚。
Will be struck and punished by the waves of the times.
今天我们就以最高视角，用公认的严谨的周期理论，一步步推敲这件事情是如何影响国运。
Today we will analyze this issue step by step using the widely accepted and rigorous theory of cycles from the highest perspective and examine how it affects the national fortune.
又如何影响我们个人命运的？视频的。
How to influence our personal destiny video.
最后
Finally,
我会总结房产、黄金、股票在周期当中的表现。
I will summarize the performance of real estate bull stocks in the cycle.
给出普通人可落地的生存建议。
Give practical survival tips for ordinary people.
请耐心看完。
Please read carefully.
喜欢看经济。
Like to watch economics.
看政治的人
Looking at politics.
大多也爱研究历史
Many also like to study history.
而从历史中不难发现
It is not difficult to find from history that
经济和政治都有其内在的周期规律
Economics and politics both have their own inherent cyclical patterns.
二者相互交织
Intertwined,
共同塑造着历史走向和未来的趋势。
Together, they shape the course of history and the trends of the future.
通常情况下
Usually,
经济周期和政治周期的波峰波谷相互错开。
The peaks and troughs of the economic cycle and the political cycle are staggered.
不会出现势能叠加的翻倍影响。
There will be no doubling effect due to potential energy accumulation.
但2030年将出现一个罕见的巧合。
However, a rare coincidence will occur in 2030.
经济长周期和政治长周期同步收尾。
Economic long cycles and political long cycles synchronize and conclude.
两个周期的波谷叠加。
Two periods of troughs superimposed.
势能加倍下沉
Potential doubled downward trend.
这必然导致全球秩序动荡，文化意识冲突加剧
This will inevitably lead to increased cultural conflicts and the intensification of global order.
阶级人性矛盾井喷
Class conflict intensifies.
人类社会将进入瓦解后重生的关键秩序节点。
Human society is entering a critical node in the key order of breakdown and rebirth.
首先
First,
我们从经济规律说起。
We start with economic laws.
奥地利政治经济学家熊彼特在《经济发展论》中提到
According to Austrian political economist Hayek,
经济周期的核心逻辑是颠覆性的。
The core logic of the economic cycle is revolutionary.
技术创新。
Technological innovation.
每一轮周期的开启。
Each cycle's opening.
都必须以技术创新为前提。
All must be based on technological innovation.
没有这个前提。
Without this prerequisite,
任何政治调控都无法扭转经济大周期的衰退趋势。
No political intervention can reverse the downward trend of the economic cycle.
这里所说的经济大周期就是康波周期。
The economic cycle referred to here is the Kuhlo cycle.
全称康德拉基耶夫长周期，通常持续50到60年。
The full name of Kondratiev's long cycle usually lasts for 50 to 60 years.
欧洲工商管理学院在人类技术革命以后
after the human technological revolution.
五次康波周期的研究报告中显示，
The research report on the five cycles of Campo shows that
自1770年以来，
Since 1770,
全球已经历五轮完整的康波周期。
The world has experienced five complete cycles of the Campo cycle,
分别对应机械时代
corresponding to the mechanical era,
蒸汽机和铁路时代
steam engine and railway era,
电气和内燃机时代福特资本主义时代
Fordism and the age of internal combustion engines,
以及我们当下所处的信息和通信技术时代
And we are currently in the information and communication technology era.
按照50到60年一轮的规律
Following a pattern of 50 to 60 years.
本轮信息革命周期始于1980年前后
This cycle of the information revolution began in the early 1980s.
预计2030年左右正式收尾
Expected to be completed around 2030.
我们现在正处于这一轮康波周期末尾的萧条阶段。
We are currently in the downturn phase of this cycle of the Campo cycle.
而下一轮康波周期将以人工智能
And the next cycle of Campo will be based on artificial intelligence.
机器人替代性
Robotic replacement.
新能源
New energy,
生物医药等颠覆性技术为核心驱动力。
Biomedical and other disruptive technologies are the core driving forces.
2030年后逐步开启。
Starting in the 2030s.
持续到2080年前后。
By the end of 2080,
康波周期的研究本质上会关乎国运。
The study of the Campo cycle is essentially about national destiny.
很多人说中国富起来是因为改革开放。
Many people say that China became rich because of the reform and opening up.
这没错。
That's right.
这强调的是我们自身的努力。
This emphasizes our own efforts.
但我们也不能忽视时代的背景。
But we cannot ignore the background of the times.
改革开放发生在七八十年代。
The reform and opening up policy took place in the 1970s and 1980s.
恰好是处于信息和通信技术康波大周期的上行期。
It is precisely in the ascending phase of the information and communication technology cycle.At that time,
时全球一体化轰轰烈烈，发达国家技术转让如火如荼。
Globalization has developed rapidly, and technology transfer from developed countries to developing countries is booming.
我们抓住了这六十年一遇的机遇。
We seized the opportunity of once in a lifetime.
趁势崛起。
Take advantage of the opportunity.
如今。
Nowadays,
我们引以为傲的扫码支付
the payment methods we are proud of,
物流通信
logistics and communication,
网络购物
online shopping,
电力基建都是第五次信息
power infrastructure is the fifth information,
康波周期内
within a cycle of the Camber period,
技术累加的独有产物
Unique product of technological accumulation.
对比日本就能清晰地理解。
Clear up to understand when compared to Japan.
日本在扫码。
Japan in scanning.
支付。
Payment.
物流。
Logistics.
通信等领域不如中国。
Communication and other fields are not as good as China.
但精工制造。
But fine manufacturing,
流水线管理
production management,
石化技术
petrochemical technology,
材料
materials,
应用等方面确实强项。核心
in terms of application, it is a strong point.
原因就在于日本高速发展的1945到1980年之间。
The reason is that Japan experienced rapid development from 1945 to 1980.
正处于第四次康波周期。
Currently in the fourth cycle of the Kambot cycle.
也就是福特资本主义时期。
That is the era of Fordism.
当时的核心新技术就是流水线。
The core technology at the time was the assembly line.
电路板。
Circuit board,
石化,
petroleum,
能源,
energy,
造车、造船等等,
manufacturing, shipbuilding, and so on.
日本抓住了上一轮康波红利。
Japan has seized the opportunity of the previous round of combo.
但到了八十年代末,
but by the late 1980s,
第四次和第五次康波周期转化的间隙。
The gaps between the fourth and fifth cycles of the Compton effect.
日本出现了经济泡沫。
Japan has experienced an economic bubble.
失去了二十年的发展机遇。
Lost the opportunity for development for 20 years.
最终错失了信息网络。
Missed the information network.
新浪潮与新康波的红利擦肩而过。
Miss the opportunities of new wave and new Kambo.
这种规律在韩国
This pattern is in Korea,
新加坡
Singapore,
苏联
Soviet Union,
美国等国家身上都能找到印证。康波
You can find evidence of Kambo in the United States and other countries.
关乎国运
Relates to the fate of the nation.
这也是当前中美在 AI 机器人
This is also the current situation between China and the United States in AI
新能源等领域激烈竞争的核心原因
The core reason for the intense competition in fields such as new energy
大家争夺的是2030年之后第六次康波周期里的主导权和下一轮时代红利的分配权
Everyone is competing for the dominant position and the allocation of the next round of opportunities in the sixth cycle of the Kambo period after 2030.
康波周期的另一个核心特点是新旧周期转化的青黄不接期。
Another key feature of the Kambo cycle is the yellow-green period, which marks the transition between the old and new cycles.
总会伴随着全球大规模的动乱和格局重构。
There will always be large-scale upheavals and restructuring.
第三次康波周期起始于19世纪70年代。
The third cycle of the Kambo period began in the 1970s.
欧洲爆发了巴黎公社运动，意识形态思潮席卷了全欧洲，地缘格局剧烈调整。
The Paris Commune movement, with its ideological influence, swept across Europe, causing a significant shift in the geopolitical landscape.
第四次康波周期启动。
Fourth time the Kambo cycle has been started.
前夕二战爆发。
Before World War Roman II broke out.
全球殖民体系。
Global colonial system.
瓦解，世界政治格局彻底重组。
Collapse the world political landscape and completely reorganize it.
1980年代
In the 1980s.
第五轮康波周期开启后不久
Shortly after the fifth cycle of the Kambo period began.
苏联解体，东欧巨变，两极格局崩塌。
The collapse of the Soviet Union and the subsequent changes in Eastern Europe have led to a shift in the global power balance with the emergence of a bipolar world order.
美国单极主导的国际秩序形成。
A US-led unipolar international order has formed.
之所以出现这种动荡，核心逻辑很简单。
The core logic behind this turmoil is very simple.
技术革新的红利难以持续。
The advantages of technological innovation are difficult to sustain.
60年以上周期的末尾，财富难以重新流通。
Wealth accumulated over 60 years, especially at the end of a cycle, is difficult to redistribute.
阶级趋于固化。
Class tendencies tend to solidify.
经济陷入存量博弈。
The economy is stuck in a zero-sum game.
全球进入寒冬期。
The world is entering a cold period.
没有新的财富增长点。
There are no new sources of wealth growth.
人与人、国与国之间只能通过激烈的博弈。
People and countries can only interact with each other through intense competition.
甚至掠夺，强迫启动新的分配机制。
Even seize and force to implement new allocation mechanisms.
那么按照这一历史规律，
Then, according to this historical pattern,
2030年前后，
Round 2030,
本轮康波周期末尾与新的一轮周期启动之前，
At the end of this cycle of Campo and before the start of the next cycle,
全球的冲突势必重现。
The conflicts around the world will inevitably recur.
但事情还远没有这么简单。
But things are not so simple.
经济长周期的低谷之外，
Outside the low point of the economic cycle,
还同步叠加了政治长周期的波动低点。
It also synchronized with the low points of the political long cycle.
这个叫莫德尔斯基百年强权周期。
This is called the Modlinski Central Long Power Cycle.
这意味着我们即将经历的不仅是经济层面的新旧动能转换、局部政局的动荡。
This means that we are about to experience not only local shift in the political landscape, but also a new and old dynamic of economic transformation.
更是旧国际秩序的解体。
This is also the disintegration of the old international order.
全新霸权重建的颠覆性的过程。
A brand new disruptive process.
换句话说，
In other words,
美国这个旧强权将受到挑战。
The old superpower, the United States, will face challenges.
无论后期挑战成功与否。
Whether the mechanism for overcoming later challenges is successful,
世界都将陷入长期的撕裂和阵痛当中。
That realm will be plunged into a long period of tearing and pain.
我们来详细拆解这个逻辑。
Let's break down this logic in detail.
1978年
1978
美国政治学者乔治·莫德尔斯基在《社会与历史比较研究》
American political scientist George Modlinski in his work on comparative social and historical research
期刊发表了《全球政治与民族国家长周期》这篇文章。
The journal published an article titled Global Politics and the Long Cycle of the Nation-State.
首次系统阐述了全球政治长周期理论。
This is the first systematic exposition of the global political long cycle theory.
他认为
He believes that
自1500年现代国家体系形成以来
Since the formation of the modern nation-state system in 1500,
全球政治格局大致每100年完成一轮周期迭代，世界的主导强权随之更迭。
The global political landscape roughly undergoes a cycle of every 100 years with the dominant power in the world changing accordingly.
先后经历了葡萄牙
Pass through Portugal
荷兰
Netherlands
英国
United Kingdom
美国四个主导的强权体
Four dominant powers in the United States.
具体来看
Specifically,
第一轮意大利战争后
After the First Italian War,
葡萄牙开启了大航海时代，垄断印度洋贸易
Portugal initiated the monopoly of the Indian Ocean trade during the Age of Exploration.
建立全球远洋贸易网络。
Establish a global ocean trade network.
第二轮英西海战之后。
After the Second Battle of English and French Seas.
荷兰取而代之。
The Netherlands.
凭借成熟的金融商业体系和国际法、主权原则。
Leveraging a mature financial and commercial system and the principle of international law sovereignty.
两大制度创新主导全球贸易。第三轮西班牙王位继承战之后。
Two major institutional innovations dominated global trade after the Spanish War of Succession.
英国通过乌特勒支合约确立霸权。
Britain established hegemony through the Treaty of Utrecht.
引领第一次工业革命。
Led the first industrial revolution.
成为日不落帝国。
Become the empire of the sun.
第四轮拿破仑战争之后。
After the fourth round of the Napoleonic Wars.
英国通过维也纳会议。
The United Kingdom participated in the Vienna Conference.
巩固霸权
Consolidate hegemony
确立英镑金本位自由贸易规则等等
Establish the rules of the pound sterling gold standard and free trade etc
又延续了122年的统治
Continued for another 122 years of rule
第五轮是一战结束后
The fifth round was after the war ended
欧洲衰落
European decline.
美国崛起。
The rise of the United States.
开始巩固科技霸权。
Start consolidating technological supremacy.
美元体系。
US dollar system.
扩散全球军事基地，垄断规则。
Spread global military based monopoly rules.
制定权等等。更迭过程。
The establishment of rights and other succession processes.
遵循固定的规律，兴起全球战争阶段，全胜强权。
The rise of fixed rules marked the beginning of the global war stage, with the victorious power being the one that followed the rules.
合法化阶段，衰退，系统性危机累加阶段。
Legalization phase, systemic crisis, cumulative phase.
重组各国选边站为冲突做准备的阶段。
The stage of restructuring national selection battles into conflicts.
结合莫德尔斯基周期四阶段的分化。
Based on the four stages of the Morozov cycle of differentiation.
两次世界大战到战后的雅尔塔会议属于全球战争的第一阶段。
The two world wars and the Yalta conference after the war were in the first stage of the global war.
战后美
After the war,
美国通过布雷顿森林体系、欧美援助计划将影响力遍布全球。
The United States has established the Bretton Woods system, which has spread its influence throughout the world through the European Aid Plan.
进入强权合法化的第二阶段。
Entering the second stage of legitimizing authoritarianism.
八十年代末。
Late 1980s.
东欧巨变，苏联解体。
Eastern European upheaval, the collapse of the Soviet Union.
美国单极霸权达到顶峰，进入强权扩张的第三阶段。
The United States has reached the peak of its unipolar hegemony and entered the third stage of power expansion.
而二十一世纪后
In the 21st century,
美国霸权输出触达边界，进入强权衰弱的第四阶段。
The U.S. hegemony has reached the fourth stage of its decline.
按百年周期推算
Based on a 100-year cycle.
1918年的一战结束
The war ended in 1987.
到2018年恰好就是100年
Exactly 100 years.
而2018年
In 2018,
正是特朗普发起全球贸易战逆全球化思潮爆发现有全球化体系解体的关键年份
It was in 2017 that the global trade war initiated by Trump ignited the trend of reversing globalization, which was a key year for the disintegration of the global system.
完美印证了莫德尔斯基理论的准确性。历史规律表明
This perfectly confirms the accuracy of Modelescu's theory. Historical evidence shows that
强权进入衰弱阶段
The power is declining.
必然会出现新兴的挑战者与旧强权爆发激烈的博弈。
New challengers will inevitably emerge, and fierce competition will erupt between new and old powers.
历史上的西班牙
History of Spain
法国
France
德国都曾经扮演过挑战者的角色。
Germany has once played the role of a challenger.
早在1980年
As early as 1980,
莫德尔斯基就在世界政治长周期当中预言
Podolsky predicted in the long cycle of world politics
2030年前后受周期规律的驱动
driven by cyclical patterns around 2030
全球将爆发大规模的强权冲突甚至全球性的战争
There will be a large-scale power conflict or even a global war
如今
Nowadays,
回头看地区性冲突
looking back at regional conflicts,
接连爆发
successive outbreaks,
全球性动乱和格局重构的风险持续攀升
the risk of global turmoil and reshaping of the landscape continues to rise.
他的预言正在逐步的兑现
Its prophecy is gradually being fulfilled.
那么未来趋势会如何演化呢
So, how will the future trends evolve?
莫德尔斯基通过历史研究
Modelsky through historical research
总结出核心的规律
Summarize the core rules
能够成功主导全球周期的强权
A powerful nation that can successfully dominate the global cycle
普遍具备四大特征
possesses four common characteristics.
一是强大的军事威慑力
One is a strong military deterrent.
二是稳定开放的社会体系
Two is a stable and open social system.
三是自由繁荣的市场经济
Third, the free and prosperous market economy.
四是高效的社会组织动员能力
Third, efficient mobilization of social organizations.
而历史上的失败的挑战者往往体制封闭。
And in history, failed challengers often have closed systems.
僵化。
Stiff.
经济管理严苛。
Strict economic management.
社会动荡管理。
Social unrest management.
低效内耗。
Inefficient internal consumption.
这注定无法与强权抗衡。
This is doomed to be unable to compete with the powerful.
而反之
Conversely,
则能挑战成功。
Then you can challenge success.
本质上
In essence,
谁能主导全球霸权
Who can dominate global hegemony?
取决于全世界国家愿意向谁学习。
Depends on which countries the world's nations are willing to learn from.
如果挑战者的财富指数、幸福指数更高
If the challenger's wealth index is higher than the happiness index,
未来更有希望
The future is more promising.
那各国就会倾向于支持他
Then these countries will tend to support him.
推动他成为新的世界领导者
Promote him to become the new world leader.
这也注定了每一次莫德尔斯基政治长周期的开启都是人类文明的一次升级。
This also determined that every political cycle of the Modelescu civilization was a kind of upgrade of the same kind.
要么更文明的新制度战胜旧制度。
Either a more civilized system will defeat the old system.
要么旧制度
Either the old system,
自我改良成为新的刀标。
Self-improvement is the new standard.
总而言之，2030年是关键节点，经
The next key note is 2030.
经济和政治两个长周期波
Two long cycles of economics and politics.
波谷叠加，全球将进入剧烈的动荡期。
The Chinese stock market is falling and the global economy is about to enter a period of turmoil.
我们每个人都是百年未有之大变局的见证者。
We are all witnesses to a historic event that has not occurred in a century.
更是参与者。
Also participants.
接下来我们从宏观拉回到微观，周期理论。
Next, we will zoom out from the micro to the macro cycle theory.
不仅关乎国运，
It's not just about national destiny.
更关乎我们每个人个人的命运，在周期转换的间隙做对。
More importantly, it is about the mistakes we make in our personal lives.
选择的人就能熬到下一个周期。
Choose someone to survive the next week.
拿到腾飞的门票，做错。
People who have achieved success make mistakes.
选择的人会被时代所淘汰。
The chosen ones will be eliminated by the times.
很难翻身。
It's hard to turn over.
我们普通人能接触到的核心财富。
The core assets that the people of POP can access.
或者说是资产。
Or assets.
就是黄金、房产、股票之类。
Such as gold, real estate stocks.
我会结合周期规律。
I will combine with the periodic law.
对他们进行总结。
Summarize them.
但我不提供直接的投资理财。
But I don't provide direct investment or financial advice.
建议大家务必理性看待。
Please advise everyone to view this rationally.
先说说黄金，黄金价格与康波周期的更替有。
Let's start with the relationship between the price of gold and the cycle of the Yellow River.
有着极强的关联性。
Highly correlated.
人类进入金本位时代之后。
After humans entered the Compton era.
第三次。
Third.
到第四次康波周期的间隙。
The belief in the seventh cycle.
全球经济大萧条，货币体系重构，黄金涨幅达到了101%。
The global economic depression has led to a restructuring of the monetary system, with gold prices rising by 100%. 1.
直到新周期启动才停止冲高。
Stop rising until the new cycle starts.
第四次到第五次康波周期的间隙。
The gap between the fourth and fifth periods of the Cambrian period.
布雷顿森林体系瓦解，全球进入到了滞胀萧条期。
The collapse of the Bretton Woods system plunged the world into a period of stagflation.
金价从$35一盎司飙升到了$800。
The price of gold soared from $35 per ounce to $800.
一盎司。
One ounce.
涨幅是20倍。
The increase is 20 times.
进入新周期之后。
After entering a new cycle.
黄金才陷入了20年的阴跌状态。
The gold market has been in a downtrend for 20 years.
当前。
Currently.
我们处于第五次康波周期的末尾，第六次康波周期尚未开启。
We are at the end of the fifth Cambo cycle, and the sixth Cambo cycle has not yet begun.
但黄金的价格就已经较之前的平均水平上涨了117%以上。
However, the price of gold has already risen by more than 117% compared to its previous average level.
黄金能够成为周期间隙的避险锚定物。
Gold can be a cyclical anchor for safe haven assets.
核心原因就在于技术更替。
The core reason is the replacement of technology.
会导致衡量老技术资产的货币体系瓦解。
It will lead to the collapse of the monetary system that measures the value of old technology assets.
我们手中的钱本质是上一个周期的价值标记。
The money in our hands is essentially a value mark of the previous cycle.
当旧周期产物过时
When the old cycle is obsolete,
贬值
depreciation,
大家都会寻找公认的硬通货锚定物。
Everyone is looking for recognized hard currency.
而黄金就是核心选择之一。
And gold is also one of the key choices.
等到下一个技术周期启动，新的价值锚定。
Wait for the next technological cycle to establish new value anchors.
形成了资金。
Form the funds.
才会从黄金当中释放。
Only from gold can it be released.
重新流入到市场。
Re-enter the market.
这也就意味着。
This also means that
每一次康波周期的切换
every time a period of Cambo
我们手里的货币价值都会被重构
the value of the currency in our hands will be rebuilt
而黄金则是间隙期最可靠的价值载体之一
and gold is one of the most reliable value carriers in the interperiod
再说房产60年的康波周期当中会嵌套3到4个库兹涅茨周期
In addition, the 60-year Connacht cycle will be nested within 3 to 4 Kozits cycles
也就是建筑地产中周期
In the field of architecture and real estate, the cycle refers to
每一个中周期会持续15到25年
Each cycle lasts from 15 to 25 years.
美国
The United States
日本的地产发展都符合这一规律。
The development of real estate in Japan also follows this pattern.
我们重点说说我们中国。1998年我国房改正式进入商品房时代。
Let's focus on the fact that China officially entered the era of commercial housing in 1998.
库兹涅茨周期同步开启。
Kuznets of cycles synchronized.
1998到2015年是典型的上升期。
From 1998 to 2015 was a typical rising period.
地产行业迎来17年的牛市。
The real estate industry is experiencing a bull market for the 17th year.
2015年之后
After 2015,
库兹涅茨周期进入到下半场。
The Kuznetsov cycle is entering its second half.
房价震荡下跌。
Price fluctuations and declines.
房企纷纷减产退市。
Real estate companies are all reducing production and exiting the market.
那我们现在这个中周期何时能够结束呢?
So, when will this current economic cycle end?
有两个关键判断。
There are two key factors to consider.
一是它恰巧叠加了康波大周期的末期。
One is that it happened to coincide with the end of Cambo's great cycle.
受其影响
affected by it,
必须等到康波旧周期结束
must wait until the Cambo cycle ends,
新周期开启才有可能出现中周期的回升
This is only possible if there is a mid-cycle bull market.
二是周期与制度框架密切相关
Secondly, it is closely related to the cycle and the institutional framework.
周期更替的前提是资本主导的市场体制。
The prerequisite for the alternation of periods is the capitalist market system.
若资本退陷，行政管控
If capital pushes administrative control,
加强，周期的规律性就会被打乱。
If the cycle is disrupted, the regularity will be affected.
甚至终结
Even end.
因此
Therefore,
我的判断是
My judgment is
库兹涅茨周期的下行期会比大多数人预想的更久回升时间
The decline phase of the Kuznets curve will last longer than most people expect.
更多的会取决于全球的政治格局。
More will depend on the global political landscape.
而非局部经济的变化。
Not local economic changes.
最后说说股票，股票对应的是朱格拉周期。
Finally, I want to say that the stock corresponds to the Ziglos cycle.
每个康波周期包含六个时长。
Each cycle of the Kambo contains six durations.
在十年左右的朱格拉周期。
In approximately 10 years, the Ziglos cycle will be completed.
它衡量的是企业固定资产投资节奏。
It measures the pace of enterprise fixed asset investment.
企业购买设备、建设厂房、扩大产能的循环。
The most important aspect of purchasing equipment and building factories to expand production capacity.
基本以十年为一个单位。
Based on a 10-year period.
进而带动上市公司股票的波动。
This will further drive fluctuations in the stock prices of listed companies.
中国 A 股已经经历了三轮朱格拉周期。
China's A-share market has experienced three cycles of the juggler cycle.
对应三次牛熊交替。
Three times the bear and the bull alternate.
而更具代表性的是美股。
More representative is the U.S. stock market.
很多人误以为美股是美国的股票。
Many people mistakenly believe that the U.S. stock market is the stock market of the United States.
其实它是世界股。
Actually, it's a global stock.
全球优秀企业和资产都聚集于此。
The world's best companies and assets are gathered here.
其波动影响全球金融市场。
Its fluctuations affect the global financial markets.
美股能挣钱。
U.S. stock market.
你不一定能挣钱。
You may not be able to make money.
但美股要是垮了。
But if the U.S. stock market crashes,
你大概率会跟着赔钱。
You are likely to lose money.
纵观美股近30年的走势。
Looking at the trend of the U.S. stock market over the past 30 years,
其涨跌与朱格拉周期高度同步。
Its fluctuations are highly synchronized with the Ziglos cycle.
通常用企业资本开支增速。
Usually use the growth rate of corporate capital expenditure.
作为朱格拉周期的代理变量。
And as a proxy variable for this huge period.
从图中我们不难看出，它与标普500指数走势基本是一致的。
From the chart, we cannot see that it is basically consistent with the S&P 500 index.
如果以2020年疫情为朱格拉周期的节点进行推算
，If we start calculating from the node of the 2020 pandemic,
下一轮固定资产投资衰退的核心节点。
The core nodes of the next round of fixed asset investment decline.
正是2030年。
It was in the year 2030.
这里给普通人一个忠告。
Here's a piece of advice for ordinary people.
关注股票。
Focus on stocks.
别过度沉迷。
Don't overdo it.
短期的刺激。
Short-term stimulation.
没有绝对的资源。
There are no absolute resources.
没有独特的信息获取路径的情况下。
Without a unique information retrieval path.
长周期的价值投资远比短线交易更靠谱。
Long-term value investing is more reliable than short-term trading.
你可能在朱格拉周期之内。
You may be within the Ziglar cycle.
某只股票一年挣了400%。
A stock gained 400% in a year.
但大概率会在未来的3-5年。
But it is likely to be within the next 3-5 years.
在其他地方把利润赔进去。
Put the profit elsewhere.
绝大多数人都不适合靠蛛丝马迹做短线。
Most people are not suitable for making short-term trades based on rumors and speculation.
我们的一生至少能覆盖一个康波大周期，三到四个。
Our life can cover at least 3 to 4 cycles of the Kanbov cycle.
库兹涅茨中周期六个。
Paznitz's 6 cycles.
朱格拉小周期，一次长达30年的复利。
The Ziegler cycle lasts for up to 30 years.
大周期的投资远远胜过70次。
A long-term investment far exceeds a 70-fold return.
700次的小周期
700 cycles.
投机，长周期收益是确定的。
The cyclical profit of the speculative stock is fixed.
而小周期只要亏一次。
And if you lose once in a short period,
本金耗尽。
The principal is exhausted.
后续再涨也与你无关。
It doesn't matter if it goes up further. It's irrelevant to you.
至于价值投资的具体方法
，Regarding the specific methods of value investing，
网上的解读有很多。
There are many interpretations online.
我不再赘述。
I won't elaborate further.
可能有人会说
，Some people might say，
你说的都好复杂呀。
That's all very complicated.
我都听不懂，什么周期，什么投资，这个那个的。
I don't understand what cycles and investments are talking about.
我就是普通人。
I am just an ordinary person.
没有闲钱。
No money to spare.
也没有精力。
No energy.
你就给我最直接的生存建议就完了。
Just give me the most direct survival advice.
那好。
Okay.
建议是这样的。
Here's the suggestion.
第一。
First.
通缩状态之下。
In a deflationary state.
房子。
House.
车子等大件商品必然会降价。
Cars and other large items will definitely be discounted.
越来越不值钱。
It's becoming less valuable.
而水电
Hydroelectric power
燃气
Gas
吃喝等生活必需品会持续涨价
Food and drink as well as other necessities will continue to rise in price.
你不要买注定不值钱的东西
Don't buy things that are destined to be worthless.
在涨价的必需品上也要1块钱掰成2半花
Even on essential goods that are being raised in price, you have to cut costs by half.
第二
Second,
短期内也就是1到3年
Within a short period, namely 1 to 3 years,
我们手里的现金会越来越值钱
Our cash will become more valuable.
年均增值约有3%左右。
The average annual increase is about 3%.
市面上资本催你贷款购买的任何其他东西都要极度的谨慎。
Be extremely cautious when buying anything with borrowed money from any source, especially when the source is a financial institution.
周期末尾。
At the end of the cycle,
他们急于卖出的都是贷出清的。
Those who are eager to sell are all those who borrowed money.
不良资产
Bad assets.
谁买谁接盘
Whoever buys, whoever takes the deal.
第三
Third.
也是最重要的一点
The most important thing is.
拼尽全力去挣钱攒钱
Put all your effort into earning and saving money.
把仓鼠证调动起来
Move the hamster to a different location.
别被网络上的虚假繁荣迷惑了。
Don't be fooled by the false prosperity on the internet.
那些到处旅游、天天开豪车、住大房子的场景。
The scenes of constantly traveling and driving luxury cars while living in large houses.
现实当中1/1都不到。
In reality, it's less than 1 in 1,000,000.
但资本的信息茧房会让你误以为一半人都过着这样的生活。
But the capital's information reduction will make you think that half of the people are living like this.
我们大多数人都是普通人当中的普通人。
Most of us are ordinary people, ordinary people.
非常时期，我们要像仓鼠一样活下去。
In this special period, we must live like hamsters.
划了东西，存东西，低耗能，过深冬，这一点都不丢人。
Storing things and saving energy, especially during the deep winter, is not shameful.
我们的祖上都是这么熬过来的。
Our ancestors have overcome it.
这也是一种不得已的生存智慧。
This is also a kind of survival wisdom.
其他的我就不多说了。
I won't say anything else.
浪潮之下。
Under the waves.
我希望每个人都能守住自己的资产。
I hope everyone can protect their assets.
甚至创造更多的资产。
Even create more assets.
迎接下一个春天。
Welcome to the next spring.
今天的分享就到这了。
That's all for today's sharing.
我们下期再见。
See you next time.